Well, listen, you're on W Talk. Hello.
Hello, Paul.
This is your son, the talker.
That was something else.
Here I was, 23 years old. Where was I coming from? Where was I going? What day was it? Time meant absolutely nothing. A second was a minute, was an hour, was a day. And I could just keep on rolling as long as the money held out.
I want to shout its need from the highest mountain, but can't find the words.
The radio was my only companion. I was always alone, but all of us are. Gas was only 29 cents a gallon. Food was cheap. Places to refuel the car and the body and places to take a leak were all I needed. The voyage was the important thing, and wherever I went, there I was.
Both Canada lines, Eastern and Western Canada, are open to you now, along with both of our New England States lines. This next call is here from...
Like I said, the radio was the constant in my life. All the talk, especially late at night for the insomniacs and night workers. It was really old-time stuff, and also there was lots of old-time music for old-time white people. And there was holy rolling, too, everywhere.
I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. That's the word.
At least that kept me awake when I was sometimes daydreaming about being in other places and other times.
By the score. Marvelous, busy inland port, a haven of rest, summer resort, place to live and be content, the very heart of a continent, place for business, place for health, place for honor, place for wealth. No rocky pasture, all terminate.
After a few months, or years, or whatever, I started hearing more interesting stuff.
John Hardy, KDIA, Lucky 13.
This is Tom Donahue. Rachel and I will be here until midnight.
I didn't know if it was any good, really. But it tried to answer the question the new song was asking, what is hip? I wanted to be a musician when I was a kid, but I just didn't have it. When I got older, I tried again, but it wasn't any better. I tried drumming circles and shit like that, but it got real boring. So what did I do? I hit the road, a man on the run. After a while, I have no idea how long, I stopped rolling. I got a little place and went to work for the post office. I had had ideas of being a writer, and the post office was full of people who wanted to write. So it might be a groovy place to work. I stayed there a long, long, very long time. In my spare time, I wrote the great American novel, I Kid You Not.